Okay, so here we
cool,
go.
Cool.
All right, so we're dropping in, diving deep. This is AJ Remington, and this is the motherfucking Sit Down Podcast. And my guest today is a good friend of mine. He's from the UK. His name is Ben Nicholson, a.k.a. Bad Handwriting.
What's Welcome up, G? How you doing?
Pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Very, very good. Thank you, dudes. Yeah, man.
So starting
to be
off,
it's good to be here. It's good to be here. Real
oh,
shit.
Yeah, man. It was a fucking process getting this shit put together, to be honest.
Honestly, for those who don't know, we've been trying to set this up for time as well, but it's great to like finally be doing it. Trust me, man.
Yeah, this is fucking golden. So, yeah, starting this off, like, yeah, without a doubt, I have a lot of fucking questions. Like, that's just my thing. I got a lot of questions. A lot of shit I want to know.
Of course, of course.
I'm going to pick your brain, bro. I'm going to let you know what's up. And, yeah, starting this off, you know, it'd be fair to give everyone your name, where you're from, how old you are, and all that shit. What's your shit?
Okay, so my name is Ben Nicholson. My brand is called Bad Handwriting. I design garments. I create a lot of visual art. I'm trying to get into sort of video editing as well. I do a lot of Photoshop editing, a lot of photo editing, but I'm also trying to like try a lot of new shit.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say? And like, essentially what I really want to become is someone who almost like a Cole Bennett figure.
Okay. I got you.
Oh, and like, yeah. If you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, but sort of in the same way that he's sort of become the go-to visual artist.
Right. Which he has.
For music videos. I really want to almost become that for like everything else, you know, like album covers, for like fucking just like styling and shit.
Dude,
all this. And I want my like my brand to be worn by people who can like really like make a difference and shit, and like you know, lots of like artists, like rappers, all that.
Oh dude, fuck yeah. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's a big dream, but
doable. You know what I'm saying? It is all doable. Like, I mean, just to think of the possibilities.
Same for you, bro. Same for you. And it's all about just driving shit, isn't it?
Exactly. It's the passion. And honestly, if you think about it already, like, fucking, you already are doing that with me. Like, you know, like, you already.
It's crazy.
If you think about it, I'm just some fuckhead from California who's rapping and following his dream.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
And
I'm very
tired. I'm wearing your shit, though. You know,
shut the fuck up, bro. Listen, this is it. I've found you, and you're like, you're just as talented, bro. It's like, it's about like finding people and connecting with them, and you know, like,
yeah, that's like
sharing that energy, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And inspiring each other.
Yeah, so, exactly. Like that, that's my point too, is like, you know, you may think it's a big dream, but like you're already almost fulfilling that dream, because like,
yeah, the likeness,
the likeness of us meeting, and we have,
yeah,
and it's awesome, man. I like to see that. I see people that have the dream, that have that goal, and then they already kind of get into it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, but I think it's like you can't do it alone as well. Like, it's all about discovering other artists, like, who are also doing the same thing, and, like, they come up together.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's
so rare for, like, someone to be able to, like, make it in whatever industry they're trying to sort of explore, but like on our own. I think a lot of it is about kind of collaboration.
Oh, big time. And that's something I've definitely learned along my way in like my beginnings. Like at first I was just like, you know, just by myself, just doing me. But like, really when it counts and when it makes a difference is when there's other people involved as well. You can't do everything
by yourself,
you know?
Exactly the same with me, man. Like, you know, how many years ago did you like get into like your art and shit, and kind of what inspired you to like start as well?
So let's see. Well, for me and for all your listeners that may not know, a lot of people know at this point for me, because I bug the shit out of my people. For me, like,
hey, it's what you gotta do. It's what you gotta do.
For me, what started everything for me, I think I've always relatively been into music, but like the real epiphany moment was the moment my older brother introduced me to Mac Miller.
Right.
And I was I was like 11 or 12 years old. And
wow, that's crazy. That's a while ago then, yeah.
Oh, yeah, game changer. I just remember seeing him, what he was doing, and I really looked up to it, and the certain way that he had done it.
That's sick, man.
And he was just relatable and just a likable person. And
What about his style really sort of connected with you?
I just think the independent, like, I'm a kid, but like I'm a teenager doing my own thing, and you know, it appealed to me because I was a young kid.
Yeah,
watching him do it just kind of made me feel like, okay, I could do that too, you know? Like,
that's crazy. And like, what, that must have been, because I'm familiar, but I'm not that familiar with like sort of his like artistic kind of journey and shit. Like, what, around what time, like around what album was like that being, was that happening?
Oof. So at this time it wasn't even
quizzy.
He didn't even have an album out by the time I had found who he, like, I found out about him. He was
really,
he still, that's had crazy. It was like his mixtape Kids.
It was
an acronym for Kicking Incredibly Dope Shit, and it came out in, I think it was 2010 or so.
Wow.
And I had found out about him like a little bit afterwards, but yeah, he didn't have an album out. He just had mixtapes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
It was a while ago, like almost 10 years ago.
That's it. And so you must have like, shit, man, I'm sorry. I realize now, like, you must have like reconnected with him and just like, was he, as if, would you like pin him down as like always your like total artistic sort of kind of benchmark of like where you want to like reach as well and what the kind of impact you want to make?
I'd say like in the terms of like following his footsteps, in the sense that like trying to be in a similar category, I'd say maybe so, but I'd say more of the less like, I look at him in terms of like lyrical inspiration, or just kind of like more like lyrical and sounds in a sense. But you know, he'll always be like my top like favorites for sure as far as like music goes. He was just overall good person too outside of music, and that's why I looked up to him. I'd say he'd be someone just on a more human level, like I just
that you can connect to.
Yeah exactly.
That's really important, isn't it? Because like I think art, of course, is the quality of your art that you produce is very important, but like you also sort of need to like I guess be able to connect with the artist that you're sort of kind of recording with and or like not recording with
just kind of like you're into
and consuming. It's all about personality at the same time, I think.
Yeah, which it's crazy because everyone that's in the music or just in general, like celebrities and stuff, like everyone, there's all different types of personalities out there, and
you know, yeah,
if someone's really down to earth and you like them for being really kind and they're cool, and then you got,
sure, you got people who are like
dickheads,
super loud,
like them and shit, like,
yeah. I mean, yeah, not another question. It's like something which I don't know, I did a lot of like research and shit into sort of branding and shit like that, and what makes an artist like really, you know, what makes people connect to them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can be like the weirdest shit, like sometimes it can be their personality, but their personality is like half of them is like, one half of them is insane and the other half of them is saying like really
yeah,
you know, like you know what I'm trying to say, and like
yeah,
kind of weird shit like that, but just, you know, and like it's saying like really like inspirational shit. But then that whole like in a way like Kanye and shit.
Yeah, like Kanye.
Like doing crazy shit. But the other side of them, you know, is like really inspirational.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
You ever heard of that band that's called Van Halen?
Yeah.
So it's funny that you're saying this right now, like as far as like artists that have like, you know, almost like two sides to them, where it's like one half you're like a big fan of, and the other side, you know, it's kind of crazy, but you tolerate it.
Right.
I just started to kind of like, I like a few songs by Van Halen, like two songs, you know, Panama, Night, and hey, Jump.
I gotta check them out.
They're just fun, fucking, fuck off kind of songs,
like,
you know.
Like bangers, but yeah,
bangers
like,
from like the 80s. Like,
I fuck with that. Yeah.
Anyone here is listening, they fucking know what I'm talking about. Like, everyone in California's got that little, like, fucking 80s vibe that they like, you know. So,
oh shit, okay, yeah,
the singer, he his name is David Lee
That's
Roth
mad.
And mm-hmm. He's fucking, what you guys would say in the UK, he's fucking mad. Like, he's just outside of him that he'll be real and inspirational,
fucking mad.
He'll tell you
yeah,
that's
yeah,
it.
Cool.
And the other side, he's fucking cuckoo, man, he's crazy. But you
wow.
know, it's just, it reminds me of like Kanye in a way.
Yeah, it's because you sort of, it just draws people in, that like that dichotomy of like these two sides of someone who's just kind of crazy but also inspirational. There's something to it and shit.
Yeah, and then you get the people out there say like you kind of need that.
Yeah, no, exactly. Oh shit, there's so many things, bro.
So here's a good question.
I'm like,
oh, what's up?
Yeah.
No, go ahead, man.
No, yeah, you go, man. You go.
Okay, so you were saying when we first started, you were saying that one of your like inspirations was Cole Bennett.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, real shit.
So would you say like he's your like top inspiration? Like that's your like mega go to when you're like putting something together?
Yeah, I would. I mean, he's just to me like he's. I guess if I'm gonna talk for a little bit now, yeah.
Because, yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, like so. Basically, for a long time, I knew I wanted to go down like a lane of art, like artistic expression and shit.
Right, right.
In whatever capacity, like it might be. I used to be into comics for a very long time. Okay. I used to be like when I was like until about literally 2 years ago, I was big into fucking like drawing comics and shit, and I thought I was gonna make the first like in like so long the first kind of gritty black and white like British comic, which like everyone would be like really like everyone like in my like town and shit and in London would really like fuck with, and it would be like a really underground thing.
That's badass, man.
Yeah, man. I knew. Thanks, man. Yeah, real shit. Like, what do you like? Which ones do you fuck with?
Bro, back in the day, it was you ever heard of Judge Dredd?
Yo.
When I was a kid, yeah. Judge Dredd was the shit. And then
fucking crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking, like, you know, obviously Marvel. And
when you're
Marvel
a kid, that's crazy, because Judge Dredd is kind of fucked up.
What's that?
Judge fucking Dredd is a bit like, it's a bit screwed up, G. I like it though. If you're a kid, just like reading about all this like really bloodthirsty shit.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, man. It was fucking crazy growing up reading those shits. Cause I was like, holy shit! But it was dope as fuck. And I admit, maybe why, you know?
Yeah, of course. Me too. I used to be really into that. Literally, actually, into that kind of shit. Like into Judge Dredd, V for Vendetta, and like all this kind of thing. I knew I wanted to do something, just do something different.
Right.
Because I thought that all, I don't know, I thought a lot of visual artists really don't like, I don't know, they don't sort of think about things in a very conceptual way. Like I used to think like, why aren't there people like Andy Warhol and shit? Why aren't there like anymore? You know what I'm saying? Like why right. was that shit like 20 years ago or something?
Right.
Or like 30 years ago, and you don't get, and you like you don't have anything close to that anymore. And then, and I knew that I wanted to be like I wanted to be on that level of sort of artistic expression.
Right.
But then sort of Cole Bennett comes along, and people like him, and sort of changed what the way that people see visual art. And kind of using an eye to actually like using a visual perspective to actually have a bit of
right
kind of, you know what I'm trying to say, like
yeah and he
a bit of impact
and like he really did change the fucking my perspective, like what I see of Cole Bennett is he really just brought the music video visuals like back to life.
Yeah, you think it was like it wasn't before that, it wasn't like really popping that much.
If you think about it, if you go back to the 1980s, 90s, MTV, you know, we had MTV and that was shit back then. You know, if you had a single and you were a band or you were a rap, because rap was coming out in the 80s, you would have a music video to go along with your single. And that was kind of the shit. You know, we didn't have Spotify.
You'd be fucking like so excited if you got featured on MTV.
Exactly. Like that was the shit. It was like YouTube, but on TV. And that's all people had back then was TV.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't listening to the song. You were seeing it on television. So that was the shit.
Crazy.
And all the music videos, if you go back, whether that's the Beastie Boys, the Run DMC, LL Cool J, and rap music. Like, the videos are very creative. They have, like, a little bit of a story, or they're just funny.
But yeah. Of course not. It's like,
over the years, they lost that touch to videos as far as, like, the 2000s and 2010s.
Yeah, man, I get you. It kind of lost its, like, kind of lost its charm in a way, right?
Yeah, lost its meaning and shit, so.
Yeah, I think, I get you. I didn't think about it like that.
I think that's why I fucked with Mac Miller when I started getting real into him.
Yeah.
As far as, like, his career.
But you saw him as, like, a sort of a person who kind of was, like, bringing back that charm and wit, yeah?
Exactly, because if anyone who knows Mac Miller's discography or whatever, him and his director, who I know his name is Rex Arrowwood, Rex Arrow.
Yeah.
The videos from, whether it was from his album Blue Slide Park up until his last album, you know, those videos, if you go back and watch all those videos, it was like something you were not seeing at that time. He was, to me, in my opinion, he was one of the only people around, like, early 2010s that were fucking actually visually bringing something to the table and having some sort of symbolism or, like, meaning behind it. And it was real cool.
That's sick. What
I see with Cole Bennett, you know.
Right, no. And it's crazy because, obviously, Cole Bennett directed that video for Learn How to Watch with Mac as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. But do you have a favorite video from that era which, like, you reconnect with, and could you, like, describe it? Because, you know, for me as well, like, trying to get into video editing as well, like, what is that, like, a particular video that stands out to you
as far as, like, Mac Miller or, like,
yeah as well, just so I can look for inspiration as well, man?
So I'd say, as far as Mac Miller and a video I can go off the top with, I'd say there's two.
Mm.
I'd say one of them, definitely off the top, is this song that's called I Am Who I Am, Killing Time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from his, that's from Watching Movies with the Sound Off. And I think that was his second album.
And yeah. The
video just is fucking crazy. I just love that video where it's like,
yeah, we'll see. What's the vibe?
It's just super, like, mellow, kind of like mellow, but, like, fucking introspective as fuck, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Like, reflect, very reflective as well. There's that video.
I like that.
And, fuck, I'm pretty sure there's this one video as well. It's called One Last Thing. That's a fucking really good video. That song's kind of the same tone as well. It's, like, very deep, very, like, reflective in a way. I love that.
Yeah.
That video, though, it just, on some other shit, on another level.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
I would say that, like before Cole Bennett, before he kind of brought everything back to life, I'd say Mac Miller was, like, making the most dope, dope videos at the time.
That's crazy, because that's what I'm saying. Also, like, it's not just the, let's say a rapper like Mac Miller, it's not just the art that's so important. It's kind of the image and the way people see him, like, only through his personality as well, but through the videos, through the how you build your, like, the way people see you. And obviously, like, he must have had that,
yeah, that touch, like, really, that
yeah, exactly. And you know, I got the impression that Mac was someone who sort of balance that between being, like, kind of loud and, like, a bit obnoxious, but at the same time, like, also being, like, you know, like, introspective, and, like, people can sort of connect with him like that as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's why he appealed to so many people, is because of that, you know, like, those, you know, two sides to him. Like, you know, he could be hyped up and, you know, make a banger ass track and everyone's fucking at the club, but then he could kind of tone it down and be very mellow and make you kind of reflect, think about shit, you know? That's why I loved him, man. He was like one of my heroes.
That's crazy. Did you ever see him live?
I didn't, and that's what fucked me up when he
really
passed. When he passed.
I'm sorry. Yo, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, I didn't say this on the last podcast I did with a friend of mine, Shinji Hidenaka.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the fucking DMV. I was trying to get me my fucking permit so I could drive.
Right.
And I was in there. I seen it pop up on my Instagram. And there's a friend of mine. I'm pretty sure he knows who he is, but I won't say his name. But I remember I just seen him comment on a post, and he's like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "Nah." I thought they were joking. Go on Safari, and shit. And it was real.
That's fucked.
And I remember I remember I was just listening to him the other day before that, and I was just fucked up. I just bailed on the whole operation. I was like, "Man, fuck the DMV. I don't want to drive, man. I just want to go home."
Right. It just took you out of it completely. You were just like, "Nah, fuck this."
And that was like the first time in my life I've experienced that. Like,
wow. Oh, fuck, man. The way you said, "Oh, you know, you've been so into him for so long as well." That must have been fucking horrible.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all better, but
that's crazy.
Here's some questions. I'm gonna kind of segue into this.
Nice. Yeah.
So, all right. So this is where my curious side pops up. Like,
yeah. Let's go.
So tell me, man. I'm pretty sure everyone that follows me and listens and I've been hyping this shit up. Like,
of course.
What is it like over there, man? What's it like in the UK? Like, what was it like growing up over there? You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. So, London is like. London's a big, like a big place. It feels that way because, like, you sort of have like in the middle, you have all this like crazy shit. You have like Oxford Street, you know, like Leicester Square. This like big, and these big sort of huge long roads full of like shopping, like a bit like New York, that kind of vibe. But it's a very like diverse place, and there's a lot of like. Kind of different kinds of people and shit. But one thing which I'm really like thankful for about growing up here is that like it's really like a city with a lot of personality. Okay. And a lot of and like it's not very nice in some places, but like it's always got that sort of that feeling like, oh yeah, I'm a Londoner, like I know my city, and I don't know. Some parts of it I really fuck with, and some parts of it I don't. But you can't like take it out of you.
Right, you know what exactly. I'm trying to say. Would you say your city, your fucking hometown, like, would you say that that's had a that's had any impact on art?
An impact, yeah, in some ways. Actually, more recently than not, because I've sort of until recently I took inspiration from. A lot of actually, like, literally, it's just a lot, pretty much just artists from the US, you know, like people like Tyler, people like Frank Ocean.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and, you know, yeah, guys actually, literally from California as well. That's although, crazy. People like ASAP Rocky as well, but like, yeah, a lot, yeah, man, trust, like, kind of, actually, to be fair, like, all over the
That's
US.
That's crazy,
but
to say that.
These guys. Yeah, man. Like, definitely.
Yeah, we're like set. It's funny because we're from opposite side of the fucking pond, and we're getting
genuinely that must be weird to think. If trust. Like, genuinely, I don't know. For a while, I was like, I just didn't. I just, all this UK like for a while, like grime and shit, grime music, which is kind of for like, I think everyone pretty much knows, but it's like.
Yeah,
it's like raps, like hip hop, but it's like hip hop, but it's more sort of usually over like garage beats, so over kind of beats with like a faster BPM,
okay.
And just it's a lot more fast.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's like fast paced, and it's kind of like his version of like trap anyway.
Yeah, no, exactly right. It's like it's definitely like what's really hot, like in South London and North London, like people really, it's like a very sort of enclosed game, but like people are always building, people are always trying to get to the top of that, like of that little sort of hierarchy,
right.
in London. And it's sick though. Like it produces a lot of really fucking like insane talent, like people who can rap like fucking fast as well. And like, they got some like dirty bars and shit.
So that's why, but when I heard your buddy, fucking Love Child.
Yeah.
When I heard him,
yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
holy shit. Like, he's got a fucking glow on him. That's what intrigued me about him. Is like, you know, I'm aware a little bit of artists.
I'll foss that on, man.
But then I heard him, and I was like,
yeah,
this is fucking crazy shit. Like, I got to fucking work with this guy.
It's
like,
crazy.
I want to be able to have that on my belt. Yeah, man.
That's really exciting to me. I mean, yeah, and what's interesting about him as well is me and him used to like just pretty much just like to start like, you know, obviously like to talk about him for a little bit. Like, he's like kind of like you, man. He's one of my like obviously one of my like artistic collaborators, right. As well. And but yeah, he's been like a buddy of mine since we were like 10 or some shit.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
And it was real shit. But like he was like, we used to just like fucking chill and listen to like literally just like Tyler the Creator. Like, we really fucked with like all this Flower Boy and stuff like that.
That was a good album.
Yeah, real shit. And like, but then, so that was literally, we took most of our inspiration from the kind of Odd Future aesthetics and the way it looked, the way they sort of directed their music videos. I used to be, what really
staple hip hop for sure, right there.
Yeah, exactly. And then for me as well, like going on to like Brockhampton, right, and shit like that, like really kind of inspired me. Sort of the way like my art looked and shit, even just that nostalgic.
Yeah, that's some pretty interesting. That's an interesting group. I really like the way they approached their group, like the way there's fucking like, I don't even know how many of them, there's like fucking 12 of those motherfuckers and
all yeah, real shit. There's too fucking many. There's too many of them, bro. But they all like the way that they all like came together. I mean, obviously it's like it's only just like a continuation of what and a refinement of what Odd Future did, but the way they like all like collaborated and created this feeling that people can connect to was really fucking cool to me, and has kind of inspired me to like sort of get together in the works, like my own little thing, without going into too much detail because it's kind of a secret right now. But I would it'll be out in like in a few months anyway.
We'll
but
get you back on and
yeah,
we'll
man,
talk about it then.
Yeah, real shit, of course. But like the way they sort of managed to create this like feeling which people can connect with and shit was like really cool to me. Yeah, man. But like going back to that whole like grime thing, Ollie. Well,
no, you can say his real name. Fuck it, like it's all good.
Yeah. Of course. Lovechild, right? his vibe kind of. His vibe was really, in terms of rapping and shit, was like really like, it was just inspired by people like, just very like inspired by people like X and shit and stuff like that, because just their flows were way more sort of interesting to him than any of the grime artists that we have here.
That's crazy to hear that you guys have like the influences. Yeah. From over here, because if anything,
honestly,
for me, like I do, I mean, don't get me wrong, I do get my influences from shit
from the
shit
UK
that's
shit.
Here,
yeah,
but
yeah,
a lot from the UK. You would be surprised the fucking shit I'll tell you in a minute.
Really,
that's
crazy. Can you get?
I'll let you finish
your
thought,
some examples,
but I'll
bro.
Fucking tell you some shit. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Real shit. That's crazy. Okay, yeah, let's go, man. Let's go. There's a few people here who I'm like, if you got inspiration from them, like, there's some, I'm not gonna lie, there's some corny artists from the UK, bro.
Nah, I'll tell you. Right
but
now.
I get you, I get you. That's sick. But like, going back to that, like, the way my friend flowed was like really inspired by people like X. It wasn't inspired by the flows of any grime artists, because it was just like too fast. We didn't really fuck with like the way it sounded necessarily.
Right.
Until, and what's interesting is that, and if you listen to some of his old stuff, it's like really, it's kind of like slower BPM, just like more kind of relaxed vibey shit.
Right.
Until recently, we sort of both started to look at London and see how exactly we can sort of update our brands, because ultimately, I think that you kind of have to build your scene a little bit in your own little, like, in the place where you
your surroundings
are recording. Yeah, exactly, your surroundings, of course. And like, and I was like, okay, shit, so obviously I'm building this, like, this following online and shit, but
right.
I'm really interested in kind of like meeting people from the underground fashion scene in London,
which is very smart.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so I was like, okay, how can I do that? And I started just looking at my own city and looking at the people who are kind of doing bits, which is like a British, like, London slang word for like kind of just like making waves and shit.
What is it? What is the term? Hold on.
It's called doing bits.
Bits.
It's fucking weird. Yeah. We said, oh yeah, you're doing bits, mate. Like, you're you're doing well. Like, you're like what would you say? I don't know. You're just like killing it or some shit.
Like over here, like how we say it over here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm gonna fucking start using that. Fuck it. Fuck the waves.
Yeah, man. Drop it. Just say doing bits. People might look at you like, but then you should be like, oh yeah. Oh, just Ben told me it's okay.
Exactly. Fucking certified bits.
always come to me if you need some weird like London slang.
Fuck yeah, let's get it.
But yes, so we were looking at London, and we were thinking, okay, who's really doing it good over here, and how are they doing it? And that kind of, I started to take that inspiration, and thought about how I can sort of improve the way like my brand works and shit.
Right.
Through sort of taking that inspiration from other people, and that kind of led to the development of the lookbook,
right?
And like thinking, okay, so what would be really sick is if I like took my mates from London and took people and like got in contact with models and shit from London to be involved in it. Basically that lookbook is, it's a mixture of like random fucking like models who were sort of like, you know, kind of popular in like my little area,
right?
And also just mates of mine and shit who wanted to be involved. But
which turned out fucking awesome, man. Like, I gave you the credit. Like, I respect that lookbook. Like, for the people that are listening to follow me, go to this motherfucker's channel. Like, go to his account, because I've been putting this shit up on my account. This guy, you got to check out his art, and his lookbook is fucking awesome.
I really, really appreciate that, bro. Thank you. Yeah. No, it's just something I put a lot of like a few months effort into and shit. So I really appreciate that, man. And thanks to people like you, bro. Like, it really it did far fucking better than I thought it would. If I'm honest, yeah, like,
you did a good job on
it really. Thanks, G. Like, it reached the top of like a couple of hashtags and shit. So
yeah,
I've
seen that. It was on the top of London hashtag for.
Like London streetwear. Yeah. I was like shit. But that was really sick. But yeah, no, I kind of took that inspiration from London, and I sort of tried to repurpose it in my own lookbook and shit. So that's kind of how that inspiration happened. But also talking about the grime side of it, about the rap side of it, there's just definitely a lot of like differences and shit between trap music, like hip hop,
right? Yeah,
and,
definitely.
And grime. You have big artists over here like Skepta, Stormzy, Jeremy.
Yeah, Skepta's the one that has that joint with ASAP, right? On Praise the Lord, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And that shit is hard.
Fuck
as well.
Yeah. That song is.
I love that shit.
I love that song. Everyone over here. That's like all that everyone plays over here.
That's what's so lit, yeah? Is they play it over here too. Everyone fucks with that shit over here. It's like a banger. You go to any party and they're like, when Praise the Lord comes on, like, people just like cause a giant fucking mosh pit as well. It's sick.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But like, that's what I think is like really interesting is that a certain. Yeah. I just remember what I was saying before is that, I think there will be a change. There'll be like a big, like, sea change in like hip hop for both the UK and America, when when like grime artists and when grime artists and like just like trap artists start when parts of like those musical traits like come together,
right? Which
there'll be like a big, and like in literally in a song like Praise the Lord, I think if there was more songs like Praise the Lord out there and shit, like it would just be really interesting to see, because there's not a lot of like, you don't see a lot of like crossover between like big grime artists in London and like fucking just like
artists from out here in the US.
Which is exactly.
Interesting you say that, because I mean, fuck it, I might as well just say it now. I mean, that's mm-hmm. basically what me and Lovechild are trying to do.
Yeah, real shit, man.
Which is crazy. I haven't said shit about it, but basically, nah, we're working on something right now.
That's crazy to me. I'm really, really happy about that, because like, it's all part of like
just doing this shit, you know what I mean? Like, of course, just doing it and getting together, and like, fucking two heads are always better than one. I always say that.
I think as well, you know, I just literally, this thought just occurred to me. I don't know why I didn't think about this before, but like, look at like what we're doing, like the way that, you know, I'm like designing covers for you and shit, bro, all this, like, you know, we are already bringing together like kind of the US and like Britain and shit, and sort of like bringing that gap as well.
Band of brothers.
It's like doing something. It's like, yeah, because of course.
I like grew up loving the shit out of Britain. Like, that's my thing.
Which
is funny that, like, I was going to say, like,
segueing
into this, what I was going to say is, like, I could tell you, like, no doubt. I mean, I've grown up accustomed to, like, all the shit that's from here, you know, Nirvana, all rock and fucking hip-hop.
Love Nirvana, yeah.
But you'd be surprised that, like, I've been influenced by a shit ton of stuff that's from the UK and Europe and all that, which is, like, it's just funny when I hear you say, like, okay, like, oh, yeah, like, you know, yeah, I'm influenced by Tyler and Frank and fucking, you know, ASAP. And the same thing with Lovechild. You guys were bumping Tyler, the Creator, back in the day. And it's like, for me, I fucking grew up, anyone could say this in fucking America, but, like, I have more than just this, is I grew up on the Beatles. Like, that.
Wow.
That was my shit. Yeah, yeah. And, like, to this day, I have a fucking book that I'm looking at right now. Basically a book that's behind every song, you know.
Really?
Lyrically,
that's crazy. That's crazy. Because you know what? That's fucked up. Life. You know, that fucked me up. I was, my dad loves the Beatles, and I fucking, like, anytime there was a huge like car journey and shit, we'd always just listen to that shit. So that's crazy.
Yeah, man, I love everything they ever made, and like they influence a lot of my lyrics. If anything, like, they just, I look up to them.
That's mad. I love that. That's like a different kind of inspiration as well. That's like for a rapper as well. Like, that's a different kind of inspiration. But I fuck with it though.
Yeah, that's the thing that's kind of unknown about me. I never really comment or say too much about, is that a lot of my closer friends know, is like, a lot of what inspires me isn't even rap, like necessarily rap. Almost 80% of the time.
Really. Yeah. 80%. Okay,
wow. And I'd say, like, in terms of art, in terms of all that, just comes from shit that I've gotten influenced from, like, rock and punk rock.
Wow.
And, like, just shit that's not related to rap, or just movies as well, like, just characters from movies. Like, a lot of it is just shit I've gotten outside from hip hop itself, but. I mean, if there's another brand that I've, like that's my shit, like, that's my go-to for almost 90% of my influence, is fucking Oasis.
Really?
And, like,
yo, it's
that's
crazy.
Like one of my favorite fucking bands of all time, right there. Anyone who's close to me knows this shit, because that's all I talk about.
Really? That's crazy. No, I fuck with that.
Man.
Oasis. The first two albums
are like the fucking shit. And I know how popular they fucking are over there in the UK to this day.
No. People will absolutely love fucking Noel and Liam, like Gallagher and shit. Because everyone fucking loves them. It's like national treasure shit. But like, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me that you like that you fuck with that, and like, that inspires you. That's like, that's different as well. That's pretty sick.
And that influences a lot of my shit. I mean, Oasis single-handedly, they've influenced a lot of shit. And I mean, you know about one of my singles that I've sent you that you did the artwork for. I'm not going to say the title, but that's literally an Oasis song title.
Yo, yeah. And that's crazy, man. That's fucked. That's so
and
sick.
And the intro is actually Liam and Noel talking.
Yeah.
So it's like,
wow,
a lot of that shit. I mean, as far as past those two bands, I mean, I'd say those are huge ones that I've want to go over there and visit fucking Manchester, Liverpool. Always made me want to go check out London as well.
That these places, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a sick song, by the way. I fuck with that.
Yeah, people don't even fucking know about that shit yet. It's
just, yeah, they're like, no, that's sick though. No. I'm glad I fuck with you, like getting people into this music that is like really it's like rich. That's the thing about Oasis, that like the music is like really like, oh, like Don't Look Back in Anger and shit. It's all just like really just like heart, just like so much heart to it and shit, man.
Yeah, and then it's just something about the lyrics that just hits you, you know what I mean? Like Don't Look Back in Anger is like, that's like one of my favorite songs of all time in general, like pop music, that's like one of my, like, definitely maybe their first album. And their second album, What's the Story, is like, I have those two records in my room, and like I listen to those every single fucking day. That's like my
sick, man. That's
and,
so sick.
And just the attitude as well, like my the attitude of that band is kind of what makes me thrive. You know what I mean? Like,
really,
that's what gets me.
It just keeps you fucking driven. Yeah, man. No, there's some fucking, speaking of like stages and that, like, There's this. Have you seen this fucking documentary called Supersonic? I think
yes. It's called? Oh, fucking God, man! I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
I'll put it right here on the line, and anyone could fucking remember this shit forever.
Let's go. Yeah.
If it weren't for that fucking documentary, I would have never got back into music ever, because there was a certain period of time.
Really?
Which I'm pretty sure, like, there's a couple good friends of mine that know this, that, like, I stopped making music for, like, a fucking year.
Really?
Just in this really bad relationship that kind of put everything to a halt. And I remember one day, I just remember hearing about the buzz about Supersonic, the documentary coming out. And I remember I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to buy this shit on YouTube. It was, like, a little bit after it had come out.
Mm-hmm. And it just sent you back, right? Sucked you back in.
It woke me up, essentially. I remember just watched it.
That's crazy.
And it just hit my fucking soul. I remember going in the bathroom, looking in the mirror, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing right now? Like, what am I becoming? I need to go back to music. Like, it made me fucking like,
wow,
itch for it. I was just like, dude, what am I doing? It just flipped my whole perspective, and it kind of just woke me up. And thanks to that movie, that it kind of just put me back on the tracks.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, it kind of, when something can hit you, like, put like perfect on a piece of art, can like hit you like perfectly like that.
Mm-hmm.
It can really just send you almost into like, you know, like, almost like a tunnel vision state where it's like, no, this is everything now. But this is just like, this is all I can do. This is all I can focus on.
Exactly.
Real shit. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
And that's exactly what I've seen through that band. And like, you know, with Liam's perspective and Noel's perspective, is that like, and his name's Paul Arthur's, but everyone calls him Bonehead, like, is all three of them single-handedly, they all had the same like outlook on music and just what it was about. And it was just about the passion. It was about just, whether that was just, you know, in a van and you were driving all the way up fucking state or whatever, it's like, that's the shit, you know, like that was what meant a lot to them. And it reminded me how much that meant to me. And that's kind of what woke me up from all that shit, all the bullshit I was going through, nonsense.
Yeah, no, of course. No. It's good. Once you sort of kind of, I don't know, like leave that, just move on from that. And then just like, you have that incredible like clarity.
Exactly.
It can be a really amazing thing.
Like, yeah. Once you tap into that, you're almost unstoppable, really.
Yeah, honestly, like, that's the thing. Like, I think that's the thing. Because you want it so fucking bad, is like, that's what I don't know, can't remember which Gallagher it was. I think it might have been Liam, I think. But it's when he's saying about performing and like singing in front of all these people, he's like, the feeling of like, and that's the thing, as me, I mean, maybe I'll just like,
I know exactly what I'll you're never kind about, of, by the way.
Yeah, real shit. Like that, I just remember that bit like really stood out to me when I watched it. It's like a black and white cliff and shit of like all these like hundreds of fucking thousands of people and him like singing on stage. And he's like, this feeling of singing in front of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people is just like, there's fucking nothing like it. It's just like heaven. Like, it's like the best thing. The best possible fucking thing that like you can ever feel and shit.
Exactly.
And I was like, yo, that's insane. And that kind of, that, I think what's mad is that also kind of stuck with me, even though like I'm not really a performer like that. I just fucking love like it's like the idea of like inspiring other people and shit to sort of
get go and do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because so many people like, I think yeah, exactly, man. It can be crazy, like shit. You know, shit can sort of come in the way, relationships, whatever, like, or just something just crazy happening in your life that it can come, and then it's sort of like, or something just like things just slow down a little bit. You stop like working on your art, and it just like stops. But if you can like fucking get back up and like keep working, like, and keep grinding on that shit, it will just like, it'll come to you.
Exactly.
If you push hard enough for it.
Exactly. And like, that's why I feel like, to this day, I feel like I owe them. I owe both of them that. Is that,
well,
is that it just woke me up. Like, I just remember like, fuck, man, I have no music out. Like, no one gives a shit anymore. Like, I'm fucking nobody now.
Yeah.
And then I remember seeing that, and it just gave me like hope. You know, and I was like, wow. Like, wow, there's a, like, I could just pick this shit back up and just go for it. Like, this is really what I want to do. This is really what I see myself doing forever until the end. You know, it's like, fuck it.
That's crazy.
And that's the thing with the band too, is like, the attitude is what also drove me, because it was like, there was a point in my life where I just gave too much of a fuck.
In the sense that I
cared what people said. Of course. I cared what people thought or whatever. And it's like,
yeah,
I see Liam. Anyone who knows Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, Liam Gallagher does not give a single shit.
Doesn't give a fuck. And I remember I was like, that I need to adapt into that, because.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I need to fucking make this shit happen. And when I stopped giving a fuck, and I didn't really like. You guys say over there is like the bollocks. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, all that bullshit. I'm gonna do my thing. That's when life became 100 times better. Just 100% tunnel vision. Yeah. Like, I see where I'm going with my music. Fuck everything else. That's it. Like,
that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. Honestly,
to this day, it drives me.
That fucking puts a big grin on my face, dude. That's some inspiring shit. No, genuinely, like, I'm just thinking about like this. Like, I don't know. Just. Maybe I get too fucking like excited. No, shit, but, like, I do. Yeah, I do feel like,
know, I'm over here fucking just like,
yo, buzzing and shit. Like, cause that, it's just like, it just gasses me up. Like, it's like just the idea that like, yo, like it will happen. Like, if you start thinking about it like that fucking clearly, or like that like intensely, that you just believe in it so strongly. Exactly. And like,
a lot of people like, don't know about that shit either.
Yeah, law of attraction, like, I don't know, if I'm honest, like, that's like, when by that you mean like, well, just like what the energy you put out into the world, it will come back to you.
Yeah, like, what that means to me, it comes from what I found, like, who was talking about this that kind of put me onto this, it was Conor McGregor, and basically, you just, whatever you feed into your mind, whatever you're telling yourself every day about your dream, your passion, you know, it goes hand in hand. It's not just, you know, oh, I'm going to think about, you know, becoming famous someday and I'm going to become famous. Like, it's a hand in hand between of what you're thinking about and what you're telling yourself, your confidence, and then the actions you're taking toward that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, if you wake up every morning and you're telling yourself, man, all right, today's the day, like, I'm the fucking shit, you know, I'm number one or whatever, and you go do, you go do what you need to do that relates to that.
Yeah.
It's the law of attraction. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's going to happen. It will
happen. Yeah, of course.
I'm going to send you a video right after this. I'm going to send you a video of Conor McGregor talking about it.
I appreciate that.
And you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll be like, fuck, like, fired up, you know, like, that's...
Conor McGregor is a fucking boss. Yeah, I get you.
That's like real one of my idols right there.
That's crazy. Yeah. I get now. I get it now why you really fuck with the UK, bro. Yeah.
It's just the attitude, man. And it goes beyond Oasis. It goes beyond the Beatles. You got the fucking Sex Pistols as well.
Yeah. I remember hearing... I heard a Sex Pistols song in one of your videos as well. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
Because that's sick. The thing about the Sex Pistols is... the fucking attitude in punk rock as well is it's just like punk rock in general as well, because it stems out over here as well, like with bands like
Social you have artists, Black Flag and shit.
Yeah, like Black Flag, especially one of those. Because
speaking of which, side note, yeah, I saw that you fucked with that you saw like Henry Rollins live and shit,
right?
Well?
Yeah, last September, October, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. That's sick. He's like
one of my idols right there for sure, too.
Someone who I really recently like started fucking with as well. I just started like watching him, and it's weird. There are these people who I sort of discover in that, and I watch them. I'm like, I guess for you must Conor McGregor as well must be one of them. But like, you watch them and you're just like, yo, this is gonna, you're gonna be like sort of a guidance figure,
right?
Exactly. For me in terms of like what exactly like I'm gonna. How exactly I want to go about my shit.
Yeah, it's almost like a guide or just like some sort of mentor. You don't really know them, but they're there, and they're kind of like necessarily like almost in the position that you want to be, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Or they've got the mindset that you need to
like,
fix your head to.
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, like it goes like, yeah, exactly, with Conor McGregor, Liam, or Henry Rollins, like, all these people relatively in that same realm, and like that, as soon as I tapped into that, that's when my life changed, you know. A lot of people don't know about
that's
that.
That's sick to me, like, as well, like, the way, like, yeah, man, you come down to the UK sometime, like, genuinely, like, it's
it's gonna happen.
It's sick. There's definitely a lot of, like, interesting, like, music, art, like, all happening here, so, but that's sick, but at the same time, to me, that's so crazy to me, because I remember fucking being turned on to Frank Ocean by one of my friends before, like, and just like by these artists, like, literally from the US, genuinely, right. Like, fucking, yeah, man, I don't know, and just sort of just being like really just inspired by them and kind of connecting with them, and just taking their like. I don't know whether it's like taking their aesthetics or just that they're like the way they sort of approach their art and just like using that as an inspiration.
Right.
It's just really cool to me that fucking you're inspired by people over here and I'm inspired by people over there. Yeah. Like, that's
what I was getting to. Is like, that's crazy to think that, you know, like we're from different parts, but we're influenced by each other's fucking, you know, home
music, each other's like cultures and shit. It's crazy. No question, man. No question. That's why I know I like genuinely like something. My little brother, like, he's seen all these movies and shit about like about like Hollywood and all this shit. And like, he loves like the idea of like LA and like California.
Oh shit!
And all this. Yeah. So like, and like, and me as well. I think like that place, like, it just seems like a really. And I just see all this like the way that in a lot of art, like. It's portrayed like as this like sunny like like place as well. Like, it just seems like a real kind of like lit place to go visit as well.
Yeah, man. It's I'd say definitely with my experiences in LA, it's just super mellow and it's like full of. I'd say definitely LA is full of a lot of cultures as well, as far as like Spanish culture, Asian culture, all these different kind of subcultures and subgenres of shit there, and everyone there is very kind of like. I guess you could say like artsy, artistic, and like open-minded as well.
Sick. And you skate the culture as well. Like, do you skate, bro?
Oh, skate? Like skateboarding?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's before music and all that, that's what I grew up on, especially being from Southern California, is like fucking skateboarding, and that was my shit. And I used to compete in skateboarding. That was like my whole deal until like, you know, until my epiphany.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, you said that's crazy. Yeah, man. That's mad. And you said that you had that, what you, so you were like competing when you were like when you were way younger, like 10, and when about so you start getting into that?
So like into music and shit, like in general, or?
Oh, not actually into your skating.
Oh yeah, I was skateboarding. Yeah, up until like maybe fucking like 11 for sure.
Wow.
Because I got injured, and I was just not kind of injury, just a fucking big one. I was just like, fuck this. And then like I had my little shit with music, and I was just like, all right, well, it was good while it lasted, you know.
Yeah, of course.
It's a very uncommon thing, but like, this opinion might be unappreciated.
Shoot it, bro. Let's go.
You know, like I was talking to a good friend of mine, the other day. We were just talking about this shit with skateboarding. Is like, skateboarding. It's a fucking great thing to get into, and the culture of skateboarding is great. I love skateboarding. Whether that's the professionals, they care. Like, there's so many fucking legends there. Just, you know, they're idols of mine as well that are in skateboarding as well. And there's a lot of opportunity in it. But there's also, like, this other half of skateboarding where it's kind of like if you don't get sponsored or you're not, you know, you're not, like, writing for a company, it's kind of bland.
Okay, yeah.
And, I see. You know, there's a – I just seen it happen.
People devote so much to it. Huh? Really? Okay. People like devote so much to it as well.
Yeah, people that just, you know, they just don't get sponsored. They don't really go too far with it, and it's kind of dead end. And from there, it's just bad. It's just a bad little gateway into bad habits and shit. And I've seen that happen to a lot of friends of mine. A lot of like growing up, a lot of my friends were older than me. They were like my older brother's friends. And I just seen it happen to too many people. They just kind of slipped off the map, I guess you'd say.
That's crazy.
And it was just
kind of crazy, man.
It was just kind of like, all right, I don't think this is for me, man. I obviously.
Wow. Okay. That's crazy because you were like deep into it as well.
Right. I mean, I knew there's definitely a future in skateboarding. I'm not saying that there isn't, but
yeah,
definitely
there's some like places where like if you sort of devoted too much time for it and it wasn't exactly like working out, it could be a bit like destructive and not destructive,
but, yeah,
like,
definitely could, there's a
right,
there's a documentary that's actually about a skateboarder that's from the UK, and it's really? On it's on Viceland on YouTube.
Oh shit.
And okay. Guy was really fucking good, and he was sponsored. He was actually already sponsored, so he had a career and a future with skateboarding, but he got into drugs and it just fucked everything up, and then it just fell apart. To fall back on, really.
Ah, oh, shit. Okay, yeah. Fuck, man, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll send you that too. Fuck, man, it's really good shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, that's sick. That's so mad to me. I don't know why. I mean, but like, I don't think I've ever really heard that perspective before. Because last summer, I was pretty much trying to start my own little I was trying to start skateboarding with my friends, and I got it, and I just got to like all this like cruising and shit and like
right
all of this, and it just I don't know, I never really saw it like thought like if you got too deep into it, like people just like care about it so much, like if you like really get good at it as well, like it's like I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna like learn all these tricks and shit. And it's just like, I don't think I ever saw it like that intensely. But shit, bro.
Yeah, man. Over here, in your perspective, it was kind of like for fun and shit.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing that's also great about it. It's just for fun. Like you could just hop on the fucking board, skate around, whatever. But there was people like over here, like that's the shit. Like that's people see that as careers and shit. And it's you know, it's almost kind of like if you're lucky enough and if you're good enough and you know the right people, you go to the right skate parks and shit.
Right.
Definitely. Okay. It's It's kind of like if you're lucky.
Yeah, if we oh, sorry for the background noise and shit.
No, are you good, man? Go ahead.
But like, yeah, no. Would you say that that like skating as well is kind of so sort of fashion coming to that as well? Like, I don't know. You get like I see these all these like videos and shit, kind of people like how like fashion like clothing shit also like becomes part of skate culture and shit, and like also like brands like Supreme and that, it's all built out of like skater culture, like in New York as well,
right?
And it's like it just seems sick to me, like how rich it gets, like how deep and rich like skater culture goes, especially like in Southern California as well. It's like it's crazy.
Yeah, definitely for Supreme, because Supreme originally was a skateboarding brand that was in New York in 1994, I believe, and that's that's their roots. Like a lot of people don't know that, and that's the thing that, in my opinion, is why I don't wear Supreme that much, is because one, I'm broke as fuck. I mean, I can't afford that shit. Expensive as it sells, crazy.
Same.
The thing is a lot of people that wear it don't understand it, and I don't want to be seen as those people that don't understand it, because there's a lot more to it than just a fucking
high end.
It comes from skateboarding, and it's almost offensive to people in the skateboarding culture over here. Definitely.
Right. No. I see. That's crazy. I didn't think about that. Yeah. There's one. I think it's London. I think it's a skater brand. I might be like fucking embarrassing myself. Because...
No, you're good, man. Go ahead.
But I think it's Palace. Yeah. I might be wrong about that.
Fuck it, I'm googling that shit right now.
Yo, get that. I'm about to be. Hang on. If it's
no, I'm a computer skate brand or not? Dumbass, right now.
Hey, yo, no.
Four fucking tabs. Jesus Christ.
No, I think when you like tap it, it's like I tap it four times. I tap it like six times, and it's fucking like six tabs just open. It's like damn.
And then my computer is an HP, so it's a fucking piece of shit. Yeah, it's a, it is a skateboarding brand. I'm surprised they didn't know about Palace being a skateboarding brand, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't know. I mean, there's that's the thing. Like, there's this guy, another sort of inspiration to me, in kind of the world that I'm trying to get into, like, you know, through the lookbook as well, like this whole sort of cool, like kind of underground London modeling, that kind of shit. Is an artist called Blondie McCoy, and he is a skater from like South London, I think.
Okay.
And he like he's a fuck. He's crazy. Like he's there's this yo. If you go to
I'm gonna look him up right now. What's his name again?
His name's Blondie McCoy.
Blondie McCoy.
Yeah. He's like an artist and also a model for the Palace and shit. Yeah, nice. And there's just a lot of crazy videos of him, like, fucking, I don't know, like, he just skated, like, around the center of London, like, he skated in, I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna check out his stuff, I have him right here.
Fucking, yeah, nice. Like, there's a video, like, a video which went kind of viral of him skating in, like, Oxford Street or something, and he gets fucking hit by a taxi.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, he gets hit by a taxi and, like, fucking flies over the roof and then just, like, gets up and just, like, fucking, like, he's, like, he's not even fucked up or anything. He just gets onto that skateboard and just, like, skates off into the camera. And it's just so weird, man. It's so weird.
Dude, that's the thing about skateboarders, man. They're, like, fucking Iron Man. once to anyone who listens, it's fucking
that's crazy. You must have been like, you must be like, you must be just like pretty chill with like
just getting fucked up, like crazy shit. Then
just because, yeah, man.
I remember that. Like, you just get fucked up, eat mad shit on the ground, on asphalt or fucking concrete rail, hit your fucking back, hit your shins. You get up, you're like, oh fucking man, I got like, you just so the thing about skateboarding that I love, and this is why I love it,
yeah,
is the adrenaline.
You're right. Yeah. And
you're fucking in that zone. You get fucked your shit up. You're good.
Yeah, no, I feel you. That's crazy. Like, I guess it takes a lot of fucking bravery as well, right?
No, yeah, fuck yeah, no doubt. Dude, I've seen people do some crazy shit, and to this day, I mean, fucking, there's people that do crazy shit, and I at those moments, I look back to what I used to do, and I'm like, I wasn't shit to that. There was just this Thrasher magazine cover, and it was this dude on these fucking water towers, and he did a gap.
Yeah.
Like a pretty good spaced gap for a cover. Right. And I was like, these motherfuckers are crazy. Like, I wouldn't.
That's insane. Yeah.
Love it, man. It's I wouldn't say it's a sport, but it's fucking.
No, it's definitely a sport. Yeah, of course. Like, it's like a modern sport. It's like a new sport. It's like, of course, people are going to be kind of interested in, man. It's sick, bro. And I think I would like to get into it more, but just like,
for me,
part of me is like, yo, I could get screwed up by it, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I used to get fucked up. I think I got like permanently fucked up shins from that, but.
Oh, really?
They just get sore at times. I just getting fucking hit by the deck. But I was gonna say
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like back into like the whole like that's crazy though. Like you're even influenced by like skateboarding, because I mean skateboarding is international at this point. But
of course,
but as far as like, you know, you're talking about like Supreme and shit. Like,
yeah, no, there's a lot of
are influenced by all that.
No, it's mad to me. How sort of, I don't know, I feel like I might be kind of unique in that. Actually, I don't think I am really, to be honest, at shit though, because a lot of my friends are inspired by just artists from California, no question.
Yeah.
Just like the music that comes out of there is out of you guys is like, it's sick, and it's almost like, you know, in London it's fucking, yo, it's barely ever sunny and shit, and like, you get that sort of. It's almost like you hear that and you're like, oh fuck, like I just wish I was in that place, you know. And it's like, I mean, but that there's kind of a beauty in how like how gritty some of London is and shit. Like, it's like it's grey and it's dirty, but like,
fuck,
but
it love can that, breathe. Bro.
Fucking yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's weird, isn't it? Because like, to you guys, maybe that's like, oh, that's different. That's like, that's fucking like that's sort of grimy in a way, but like in a sort of rich way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like, you know, when I hear like Oasis talking about fucking Britain and shit, I'm just like, man, this just sounds fucking badass. Like, it just sounds like
somewhere
I want to fucking be. The fucking the slang over there, this everything that goes on over there, it's great.
Yeah,
it's fucking like it's different over here.
Yeah,
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love California. I love the states where it's just like most of it's. I mean, especially in California. It's like sunny. It's always there's like you experience all four fucking seasons.
Right.
You get winter, you get spring, you get summer, you get fall.
Yeah.
And then like in between those seasons, like you're gonna kinda get almost everything as well at once.
That's like, crazy. Yeah.
People are mellow, that's but then people mad. Are dicks too and
it's that's part of it, isn't it? It's all part of like the way it is and shit, and it's just like breeding new talent all the time and shit.
Yeah.
That question, bro. When you go on tour and that, like, I fucking I'll design some of the merch and shit, and we can just like hop on the tour bus and all this shit, bro. Yeah.
Dude,
we say just like travel Europe and shit as well.
Definitely would like. That's the thing. With this thing, is that's the fucking fun of this is like knowing.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going somewhere. Like this is actually gonna fucking do something.
Of course.
I mean, just even this year, like, I'm trying to make a trip out to Japan to go do, like, events and shit with my friend Shinji and his brand.
Nice. ABB, what kind of...
And his message.
Yo, that's AB. Okay, yeah, that's it. I might link you guys up, man.
I told him.
Yeah, real shit. No, I didn't know that. I saw that. I didn't know that you guys were... that you were mates with that with like that brand with the guy who directs that brand as well. That's fucking sick.
Yeah, I gotta put you guys together because like I told him about you, so
I'll hit up Shinji. Real shit. That's it.
Yeah. So I'm trying to go do that during the summer and try to just go and travel there into Japan and fucking go do events and shows over there. And then
that's wavy. Yeah.
That's the thing with the UK is like, I know damn well I'll fucking go over there and we'll make some shit happen.
Yeah, man. You know, of course.
And
it's crazy. Like, and you see that fucking what's mad is that UK crowds as well. Like, we go ham. We go
you
fucking
motherfuckers
crazy.
Are crazy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I see like shit. From, I know. I've done my fucking.
You don't.
Research,
you don't
like,
know, man. We go off like.
You guys fucking
even,
jump and like, go.
Yeah,
fucking,
yeah, yeah.
Crazy, man.
You need to go Reading Festival. Festival is like insane as well. And I fucking
the famous
was there last year. Yeah. Glastonbury as well. It's fucking amazing. But like the energy, that's the thing about these about like UK festivals as well is that like that shit is just grimy as fuck.
Yeah, you guys
like,
are
no
fucking
one...
crazy, man. Like,
no, yeah,
I watch
yeah,
footage
yeah.
of like artists that I like. I'll see them in their tours and shit. And the fucking crowd, everyone's just jumping high as fuck.
Bro, it's crazy. It's crazy. I like
crazy
movies. If you go to these places, like there's fucking these festivals as well. There's just giant like Rick and Morty fucking like blow up dolls just like flying through the crowd and shit. And it's like, well, how the fuck is that there and that? And it's just crazy. People really turn up as well. You see that when you perform as well. People.
Yeah,
are
I'm yet
like,
to find out because like. Like for
yeah,
myself,
come,
because
come
I
through.
Think like honestly, I don't think people in the U.S. get down like that. I don't think.
Really?
I don't think
in shows and shit. Nah, they
I
do.
Don't
though.
Think so, man. Like, I mean, they do. I mean, I've been to ASAP Rocky and.
Wow, you lucky man.
Motherfucker, it was pretty crazy, but like.
Yeah.
I mean, I see your guys' crowds though. I seen the videos.
I was at
the thing is
Travis
UK,
Scott
is,
last
like,
year,
you guys...
and
was that
I thought it was fucking mad. I was at Travis Scott at last year,
oh,
like
shit.
At Reading and. Yo, it was just like it was just like probably about 2 week and a half after Astroworld had come out, and like so it was like peak like Travis Scott, everyone was like, whoa,
dude, that's
so,
crazy. That's
yeah.
shit to talk about. And at
yeah,
Reading too, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, no, and I was just with my mates and shit, and everyone was just like the fucking crowds, man. It was just like that feeling of like 1,000 people just moving all together. it's like it's pretty fucking disgusting, but like it's just crazy though. I love it, man.
The thing is I've noticed, I don't know, maybe you could debunk this, but like
yeah,
crowds here and crowds there are different in this aspect. For one,
mm-hmm.
is that over here every motherfucker in the crowd will use their phone to film the actual event. But you guys, not a single fucking phone is out in the crowd. I noticed that.
Yeah. It was crazy.
You guys actually enjoy those festivals and concerts still, like it's 90 fucking six.
Yeah, real shit. I don't know. I think, I don't know. It's like maybe something which has happened more recently because I've been going to like gigs and shit for about 4 years now, and I kind of used to be like, oh no, of course I'm gonna be filming this entire shit, like how can I not just be able to like replay it over and over again. But now it's like nah man, you gotta just be there and just like watch it and absorb it and shit, because you're only gonna be watching that like shitty shaky fucking video on your phone for like a few more times after, and that, and it's not even that good, and you know it's really about just like absorbing it and like fucking taking it all in and just like looking at the artist and just like being in the presence of that shit, and everyone sharing it. It's something crazy about it, man. Something
that's
beautiful.
That right there is the fucking highlight of this podcast right there. Like, I'm not even fucking with you right now. Like those words right there, that's a
yeah
lot. That's,
yeah
that
trust.
Right there is what a lot of motherfucking people over here need to hear. Like that's what we need to
yeah
hear,
man,
right? Because
honestly like they yo yeah listen to that shit, because like it's just I don't know, it's just something which I've like changed to do. Like I definitely did not do that shit before. I didn't think about it like that before,
right?
But now it's like nah, it's clear to me now.
That's awesome, man. Like, that's honestly really pure for sure right there.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm glad you fuck with that, dude. Yeah, man.
That's something I'm going to fucking think about for sure. And I want to tell that to people, but...
That's crazy.
That's the most exciting thing to this whole thing, at least on my end, is because once this shit does get to a point where...
Yeah, when it starts popping off, yeah.
Even before then, fuck all that. And it's like, even when I fucking just go over there, if it's this year or early next year, like, that's going to be the shit. And we'll do events.
Yeah.
That's going to be fucking crazy. I'm really excited to see what it's like over there. Just feel the energy of everyone over there.
It's crazy. This is kind of going to be thinking, like, you know, because, like, I literally see it. I see it now. Like, I see it really clearly and shit. The sort of paths that, like, both of us will take and shit. So, when it all, like, starts happening, and that, like, I don't know, I see it, like, there's this thing in my head as well, which I've been thinking about, like, the US versus the UK as well, is that, and I don't know what you say about this, dude. It's interesting to me. It almost seems like it would be, it's sort of stupid, because it seems like me almost like it would be a bit easier for, like, someone doing something in London. It's a much more sort of, it's a much sort of smaller space than the US as well. Like, you kind of have, like, it can spread much quicker in that little sort of area than if you're, like, kind of spreading it over, like, an entire country. Or would you say, like, oh, you know, it's about sort of spreading it in your state as well, and then kind of it, like, spreads to that? Or what would you say about that?
Oh, that's a fucking interesting thing, because I was just kind of, like, thinking about that today, as far as, like, that's honestly something I've been thinking about for a good period of time now, and it's actually some conversation me and a friend of mine had.
Really?
Where, like, yeah, there's, like, that thought, okay, like, do I want to be here, trying to do it here, and trying to, like, would it do better if I just stay here and try to, like, fucking make it happen right here?
Yeah.
Or over there?
I mean, of course,
I think it's important to, like, obviously it's important to stick to your roots, stay where you're at, trying to make it happen here first, you know, and especially for people that are just coming, starting out and growing, like someone for me, like me, for example. I'll just say it in my perspective. My perspective, it's like, it's important that I'm here trying to do my thing and trying to get everyone that's around me and my surroundings to know and be following what I'm doing. And especially for me, because, like, I mean, I'm not fucking rich. I'm not posture, like how you guys say, like, posture, whatever. Like, fucking, you know, just getting by and trying
Of course,
you know,
of course.
It's like, I can only do so much to what I have. And it's like, it's important to do that. But then again, it's also important that even in the early days, just to fucking go over there and just make some shit happen, you know, like, and it's just to say I did it, you know. A lot of people think
no question,
crazy for the thought of that, but it's like, no, okay, like, Japan, fuck it, I'll go.
Okay,
fuck it, I'm going. Like, early on, it's like, fuck it, just let's do it. Like, I don't need a record deal or some fucking number one.
It's about
to tell me, like, oh yeah
what people care about is heart, man. It seems to me like through your music as well that you've got plenty of that, and that, and you just need to, like, keep building that and spreading it. And I know that, like, for each of us, it'll happen, like, soon, I believe.
Yeah, and I think, like, so my perspective is, like, yeah, it's key to, like, work with what you have that's in front of you, your surroundings that are right there, because a lot of people want to do this, but they want to they feel like they need to be in New York, or they feel like they need to be in LA. Yeah. When it's like, okay, we'll start where you're at first, and then move on. Like, there's a famous guy, not famous, but, like, he's a professor in the US, and his name is Jordan Peterson.
Oh yeah, no. I know about Jordan Peterson. Yeah.
Yeah, and he has a saying where he would talk to people. He talks to people that are trying to make change, that are trying to really go out there and shoot for something, and he'd ask them, like, oh, like, well, do you make your bed or whatever?
Yeah.
They're like, no, like, whatever, like, blow it off. And he's like, well, how the fuck are you gonna be out here trying to change
get up
the world and you can't even make your fucking bed?
Yeah.
And that's kind of like my analogy to like this shit is like, gotta make your bed first. Like where you're at, where you're starting out at, make your fucking bed, then get out there. And that's how I feel.
Dude,
about.
That's the highlight, man. I feel you. It's just like, honestly, that's like, cause it's just important to build it up step by step, of course, to like make sure you have, to make sure you just have what's it called? I don't know, just like enough groundwork in like for yourself to sort of be able to build it up and keep achieving new things as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the foundation.
Like, of course, that's the word. And yeah, because then like, I think it's impossible to sort of just try and like leap for it out of nowhere. You have to kind of, it's a matter of like building up like a pyramid, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like that. And that's why it's like, for you, it's like if you wanted to come to the U.S., I'd say just do it.
Yeah.
If you want to go anywhere, just do it.
Yes, of course.
Also, just make what you have like worthwhile.
I think it's sick what you say about you going to like Japan as well and like all over the world, because it's like it's just about kind of making connections all over, so that when shit does start to like pop as well, there's people who can say, oh yeah, I've heard about him, and they're over in fucking like Japan or whatever. Like that's important.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Important thing.
And that's why,
and then they can spread it like that. It's sick.
You know, it's like that's why I have those, like that's why I cherish this connection that we have, the connection
of
I
course.
Have with my friend.
Me too, man.
Because it's like, and all his people over there, and you know, if there's people that from where you're at, they start supporting me, whatever. But like,
yeah,
like
of course.
That means a lot to me, because it's like, there's only a certain amount, like there's only a certain amount of people where I live at that are gonna fuck with me or like wanna support me and watch everything I do, whatever. Like there's only gonna be so many people that are, and it's at those times when I'm like, damn man, there's only a fucking few good people. Then I get hit up by you or like Shunji, and I'm like, you know what? Never mind. I'm on my ship. I shouldn't even be worrying right now.
Honestly, like that's actually that's incredibly like poignant for me too, actually. I don't know, like there's I've got like a few like really like strong mates here and that who are like really, you know, that their mates, you know, they've got your back as well,
right?
And,
exactly.
And then there's, you hear these things about people who sort of almost like they start to kind of, as they start to see you succeed and shit, you start to like wonder like, are you actually like so for this, or are you kind of thinking, I don't know, like I don't like this, you know, are you actually here for me when I start to like do shit, or are you kind of like not for it, you know?
Right.
And it's just, and I know, and it's like, I know that I've got people who are like, who will stand by me in that, but like, what's so crucial about connections like these, bro, between me and you, is that we both like understand and are there like to support each other as well.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because like that's how we connected in the first place.
Exactly. And like the thing
what
is,
we're passionate
is, like,
about.
We're the biggest fucking example of like the good in modern technology.
Yeah.
Like,
no question.
There's a lot of shit talk that goes around about phones and like Instagram and bullshit like that, all that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At the same time,
course.
Like the benefits to it, this is the fucking example right here. And to
yeah,
people
man,
that
of
know
course.
Me and are like, yo man, like you fucking post too much, or why the fuck you it's like just watch me for a couple years. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, of course, bro.
It all adds up and it makes sense. It's all for a reason. It's like,
yeah. I think it's so sick that we've done this like podcast as well, finally, because
dude, we've been talking about this for a fucking long time.
Fucking months. I swear to you. Yeah, it's crazy, bro. No, honestly, thank you so much for having me on, bro. Genuinely.
Dude, yeah,
like,
it's been fucking real, like, to have you on here and finally like get to know a
yeah,
lot
of course.
Shit, like a lot of layers.
Like get to know a little bit about you and shit, so that's what's up, man. I really appreciate
question,
you
bro.
Taking the time. It's fucking midnight over there. It's 4:46 over here.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Are we? Yeah. Wait, bro. Are we still on?
Yeah, I could barely hear you for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh shit, no, it's cool, it's my fault. But yeah, bro, like, no, for me too, it's been, like, this, it's, yeah, like, it's been fucking, like really, really good, so thank you very much for having me, bro.
So we'll have you on any fucking time you want. Anytime you want to come back on and we'll talk some more shit, we can always do that.
Yeah, appreciate you. All right, G.
All right, man, you have a good night. It's been real.
You too, man. You have a good
day, dude. Thanks, everybody. Later.